Big B, Moonshine Band, Suburban Respectors. Let's go!
I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw.
We're on. Wow, that's sorry about the beginning, folks. Don't blame me. Blame the man in the dungeon running this thing. Anyway, I hope I'm live. I'm going to go with it. If somebody could, hey, Brilliant, if you're out there, give me a shout and let me know you're live. Anyway, we'll start out a weekly shout out to the band that makes our intro music possible. You got the extended version tonight. Moonshine Bandits. Love you guys. Check them out on iTunes. Let's see. Well, welcome back to Def Conversations, broadcasting from the Def Con Sauces compound, located deep under a well-known Superfund site, located here in the pestiferous paradise of New Jersey. We got another interesting show on deck tonight with another great guest from the infernal land of hot sauces. Well, on the medical front, symptoms of my concussion from slipping on the ice have subsided, and I'm back to my twisted self again. My life is good. Thanks to all those who showed their support, whether by email or Facebook. I do appreciate it. It was a little scary at first, but hey, everyone needs a good crack to the skull every once in a while. It keeps the juices flowing. But in my never-ending quest to one-up myself on previous performances, last Saturday night, after feeding the wild rabbits out back, I did a triple Lindy on the ice-covered driveway and cracked a couple of ribs, and my right knee looks like a tie-dyed softball. I wonder what my next performance will be. Perhaps a naked sparring match with a colony of honey badgers. Yeah, that's the ticket. Anyway, as I had mentioned on last week's show, we here at DEF CON Sauces are celebrating our 10th anniversary in business. Technically, we started in 2004, but really didn't get going until 2005. Well, the trip has been one that I never would have been able to dream up in my wildest imagination. Now, that's really saying something. The multitudes of events we've done, the hundreds of thousands of, literally hundreds of thousands of people we've met over the years during the whole decade has been nothing short of incredible. In 2005, when I'd load up my little blue backpack with sample bottles, hop on the train, and get off at a random stop to canvas an area, it was quite difficult. The dozens upon dozens of restaurants, bars, food stores, and the like, they would just tell me to leave as I was nothing more than a lowly solicitor. The number were nearly countless. Early on, after a few weeks of abject rejection, I came home one day, frustrated as hell, and told Maggie, the awesome wife unit, that I had just about had enough of this BS. She looked at me in the eye and said, "You want this? You got to go get it." Well, truer words never rang louder in my ears. Perseverance does pay off, and another week or so, we got a couple of orders from stores. Then a handful of online orders came in, and it pretty much grew from there. I'm proud to say, out of the first 50 online customers we ever had, we still have 43 of them ordering regularly. Kind of cool. Well, that being said, I'm glad to announce our 10th anniversary sale. Yeah, it's a goodie. Now, from March until March 1st at midnight, all DEF CON edible products are 25% off. Yes, you heard that right. 25% off all edibles. This sale is in more ways than one. A big thank you to all of you out there that helped us along in our ever-stretching journey. 10 years ago, if somebody told me what we would have accomplished by this time, I would have laughed at them and would probably have them sent for psychiatric evaluation. But the strange but funny Oh, D. Okay, well, just got to notice. I'm still talking. I'm still on the air. This is great. Talking about ad lib. But anyway, if you've listened to the show for a while, I always ask the same couple of questions first. What got you into the industry, and how did you start getting the name out? Perhaps that's why so many of us in this industry get along so well. We pretty much have the same similar roots. So once again, myself and Maggie, the Awesome Wife Unit, thank everyone that supports not only us, but the hot sauce, barbecue, chili industries, but small business itself as well. Without small food businesses, we'd all be Monsanto drones. If it wasn't for the trendsetters in these industries, there would be one hot sauce, Tabasco, one type of barbecue sauce, Kraft, and one type of chili, a McCormick's in a bag. So anyway, now, as I stated on last week's show, we'll be unveiling a brand new very hot product at the third annual NYC Hot Sauce Expo on April 25th and 26th. What will set this product apart from all the others is that I'm looking for someone to design the label. I would prefer an amateur graphics person that is looking for exposure, because there will be plenty, and not just labels, we're also making posters, so there's going to be plenty of publicity about this. There'll be no monetary gain, but the exposure will be enormous. Yeah, I could use our regular design people, but I thought it'd be kind of cool. It's a cool thing to do, and another way to celebrate our little 10th anniversary thing. So if you're interested, drop me a line, or drop me an email at john@defconsauces.com, and I'll send you kind of an idea of what I'm looking for with the label artwork. This new highly evil product has been bottled as of late by our friends at Endorphin Farms, and yes, it actually hurt the numbers of people that made it. My happiness. However, due to the fact the Northeast has become a frozen desert wasteland, I'm unable to have it shipped here right now for fear of it freezing and exploding. However, if you like our newest wing sauce, the Cluck Wing Orange, you're going to love this stuff. The reason we're making it is also a great story, but I shall leave that for a later show. Nothing like having Habanero, Trinidad Scorpion, and Carolina Reaper as a base for the wing sauce. Yeah. So anyway, without further ado, our guest this evening is Steve Zielinski from Crazy Steve's Concoctions. I've known this guy for years, and we've done a bunch of events together. Steve's products are very well known and very good. The guy's got a heart of gold, and we'll be discussing something very close to his heart in a little while. So without further ado, let's get him on here. Now, also, tonight we are also taking calls, as per Steve's request. So please give us a call if you want anything to talk about. Want to ask me or Steve any kind of question. It's 714-242-5272. So, welcome to DEF Conversation, Steve. How you doing, man?
What's going on, John? How you doing, man?
I'm doing awesome. It's nice to have a fellow Jersey company on every once in a while. You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny. We didn't know each other until we got down to Delaware. We lived like 30 minutes away from each other, and
right.
We actually met each other at Pepper's on the beach. I think it was like 2010.
So we went for a few years, but yeah, you were there the first one. We only had about a dozen vendors, and you made a show there.
Yep, it was great, and I want to talk about that. I actually, we were there for 2 days. I actually went up to John's booth. Maggie was not, I don't think she was there at the time. And
she might have been in the bathroom. It was a rough ride.
Yeah, man, who knows? But we actually, I had to go try, I don't know what, it was like DEF CON Zero or something like that. And, like, he gives me this thing on this, like, you know, sip stick. And it had great plum flavor. And then all of a sudden, I can't talk. I lost my voice. I lost everything. And it was like,
that was definitely the zero.
After that, we were best friends after that. I was like, yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I nailed you in the head. Now we're friends.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, that's funny. We got a lot to go over tonight, so I really want to kind of move this thing along.
Okay.
Now, I mean, what got you into the industry of doing this? There had to be something that kind of sparked your curiosity. I always ask this as the first question to everybody.
Well, back in 2009, I was in between jobs and stuff like that. I was a commodities broker before this, and I actually grew too many cucumbers, tomatoes, and the whole nine yards in my garden. And
okay.
So I decided to make pickles and salsa for this thing. So I grew, you know, habanero peppers, jalapenos and stuff like that. And I was just like putting everything together, and I had no clue what I was doing. So that's where I started this whole monstrosity. It was a joke. It was just because I had, you know, I wanted to do this thing. And 6 months later, you know, we did Peppers on the Beach and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm not the hot sauce guy. I'm not the hottest thing that's out there. I have actually decided that I'm like the bridge that goes between the the people that, you know, like mediocre type deals and the Chili Heads. I'm trying to bring people into the Chili Head community and stuff like that. We just, I guess, like last year, I created a Bloody Mary mix with ghost pepper. It's called
Very cool.
Ghost Ship. So that's where I'm, again, I'm trying to, like, I don't want to, like, light you on fire. I'm trying to get people from the mainstream into the Chili Head community. And that's my goal. That's, you know, so.
And that's commendable. I mean, because the American palate, I've said this a dozen times, the American palate is changing for the better. You know, people are getting more experimentative with what they eat. And the spice thing is starting to enter their lives. And you don't want to scare them away with some super hot thing. They're never going to come back. But to ease them into it is a great idea. I mean, that's why, like our wing sauce and stuff, we have different levels of heat. You can go crazy. You can go nice.
Well, that's
it's totally your choice.
Yeah, that's the thing. You work it on a different type of level. And that's the thing. It's like you can't go from, you know, 1 to 10. And that's where I'm trying to get these people to, like, I you know, like, that's where I'm going with this thing. So, like, and I'm having fun with it. So that's
the
main
goal.
Well, that's
good. No, as long as you're having fun. You have to have fun. Now, I mean, this is now a full-time gig for you?
Yeah, but it's not paying the bills.
Oh, welcome to the industry. Oh, too funny. But I'll tell you what, let's move this thing right along here. Let's get into some of the stuff you make. I really want to know about this stuff. Now, you got a ton of different kind of products. And so let's see. The first up I have here is a little more than half sour barrel pickles. I mean, I love the name.
Yep.
And these are kind of your go-to pickles?
Yeah, we have five different varieties of pickles. That's our most popular. You're correct. That's a go-to pickle and stuff like that. So, like, we have a little bit more than half sour. It's like that garlic dilly, you know, that you know, New York deli type pickle. We have a little bit sweet, a little bit sour. We have one that's our Cajun. That actually has got, like, 18 different spices. We have a bread and butter style pickle, which is a little sweet. And then we have a bread and butter with habanero pepper, so it's sweet and hot. So, you know, we're trying to do different things on different levels. So
sure. Now, one of the ones that kind of intrigued me were the Cajun ones, actually. Now, you call them the Cajun cukes. I mean, what kind of heat level are we talking with this? Could everybody eat it, or what? Was it jalapenos or habaneros?
Correct.
What do you guys?
That's
what
the thing.
Got
it's got a little bit of, it's got fresh jalapeno. It's got Cajun, ground Cajun, and ground cayenne in there.
Okay.
It's not real, real hot. It's more about the flavor than anything else. I actually make a dirty Cajun martini with this thing.
Nice.
It's called the Dirty Cajun. So 1 ounce of brine, 4 ounces of vodka or gin, you know, whatever you want to go with. That's the thing to go with. And that's where we're working on, so.
That's cool. No, that sounds good. I mean, getting into bars with a pickle juice, that you set yourself like apart from the rest. I find that to be commendable.
Thank you.
But let the sunshine pickles and let the insane sunshine pickles. I take it like one's a jalapeno, one's a habanero.
One is no heat. You know, that's let the sunshine. There's, again, I'm trying to work on different levels with.
Sure.
People with no heat level as well as people who have heat level. The one thing we work with is we're trying to go all organic. We're trying to work with real sugars and stuff like that. Let the Insane Sunshine is worked with a habanero pepper. I actually have habaneros that are shipped up from us, you know, with Louisiana Hot Spice, you know, and we're working with those companies to do this.
Very cool.
So.
Very cool.
Yep.
Now, but I mean, even the habaneros would be edible by somebody with like a moderate amount of heat take. Like they can eat decently hot stuff. This wouldn't burn the face off.
It's not going to burn your face off. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want you to finish half a jar in one sitting. Okay.
Gotcha.
I actually created this. This is what if you got some down in 2010, I did Atlanta food show. I was down in Atlanta, Georgia, and people were asking for a thing called Wickles, which is made, it's a bread and butter pickle made with cayenne pepper, and I wanted to kick it up a notch, so I threw in fresh habanero peppers to this thing.
Okay.
And actually,
well,
people like this better than Wickle peppers. You know, the Wickles, you know. So, yeah, like, I was trying to, you know, and I actually worked with Mara Vitale, Paula Deen, and Bobby Flay at that show.
Oh, nice.
So, like, yeah, I'm trying. My goal is to get celebrity chefs to come on board, and we want to help out hunger. That's the main thing.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. I just want to get we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk to. I'll talk about after. And once again, folks, to call in if you would like to talk to either myself or Steve, it's 714-242-5272. Now, we're going to move into the salsa realm. I mean, I'm kind of amazed at how the salsa market's pretty much exploded in the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, it is a tough market to break into, but it seems like you've kind of done pretty well with it, and which kind of makes me happy. And the first
one
that caught my eye was the Mesquite Fire Roasted Salsa. That just sounds good.
Well, originally what we did is this. We were actually, when I grew all my tomatoes, I was throwing them on the grill with mesquite wood and smoking my peppers and smoking tomatoes and stuff like that. And I was bottling this stuff and putting it into jars. And the problem was that we couldn't get that fix onto this thing. So, like, I actually went to a liquid smoke that's actually made. It's all organic and stuff like that. But the thing is, I wanted to create something that had that little smoky flavor to it and go from there. So, yeah. So everything
there's not a lot of smoky salsas out there. I mean, a lot of them don't have that smoky background.
And all of our salsas have that smoke for it. And it's something that you either like or you don't. Unfortunately, my wife does not like it. Kathy does not like smoke. But it's, you know, like,
oh, well.
Like I said, I don't care. It's not like I'm not looking to please everybody. It's something.
Right.
That's our signature thing. That's it. So
right. That's cool. And next one up, which is actually one of my favorites. I've had a bunch of different kinds. I have not had yours yet, though. The black bean and corn salsa. That one has it's a texture thing with me, and I find the black bean and corn salsa to be one of my kind of favorites across the board when it comes to salsas.
With our black bean and corn salsa, what I try to do is have it cooked a little bit longer, so it breaks down the black bean and corn. So it almost like it's like chili without the meat.
Gotcha.
Everything that we make is vegan. It actually, like I said, it tastes like chili without the meat and going on there.
We
actually use a corn mesa flour as a thickener for, you know, like half of our salsas. And again, it's all organic and stuff like that. So, like, we're looking to do, and we don't use vinegar. We use lime juice for our salsas. It's different stuff. So.
Very good, very good. And yeah, you're setting yourself apart, that's kind of the idea here. But now the next one is the green smoking salsa. Now, where's the green coming from on that one?
The green comes from a tomatilla, which is it's like a green tomato. It's more in like the I don't know, what do you want to call it? It's almost like a gooseberry family, but actually it's different. It's got more sweet and sour blend to it. Most of our stuff. We look to roast our tomatillas, and again we use lime juice, cilantro, cayenne, jalapeno, cumin. There's like eight different spices that go into all of our salsas. Our back bend. But what we want to do, like with that one, I use that on cheese. I use that on scallops.
Well, you said scallops.
Shrimp.
Yeah, you said scallops. That just sounded good when I saw that. Just sounds good.
Yeah, so it's great. I use that as a dipping sauce for anything. You know, I actually make salmon burgers with our salsa. Take, you know, like 4 or 5 ounces worth of fresh salmon, a couple, you know, tablespoons of this, a little bit of breadcrumbs, throw it into a food processor, make your burgers, throw it on the grill, you're done. It's that easy to do our stuff. That's nice, and I have recipes on our website, so that's where we're going.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's good to know. See that. Now it seems like we bring the heat a little bit to the next one. It's a cranberry habanero salsa. Now, I mean, this probably has got a pretty good kick to it, but I mean, with cranberries, I'm thinking like turkey.
Correct. Yes, and that's the thing. I push this for the holidays. I have. With all of our salsas, we have two different heat levels, medium or insane. So, that, like I said, the cranberry habanero, I throw a little bit of habanero in there for flavor, but they actually kick it up more for the chili heads and stuff like that. So,
sure.
We put it on pork tenderloin, grilled salmon, turkey, brie. I actually have recipes for a grilled chicken breast with walnuts, craisins, raspberry, you know, all that stuff on our website.
You're making me hungry,
so,
dude.
Like,
you're making me very hungry.
That's my job, man.
Oh, man. And then we entered a bit of an interesting realm with the next one, the mango raspberry salsa. I mean, I find this to be a very interesting mix. I mean, where'd you get the idea to come up with something like that? That sounds like totally, a little bit out of the realm of normal.
Well, that was the thing. It's like, and believe it or not, this year I'm coming out with a mango raspberry margarita mix.
Oh, nice.
You
want to
kick
all
that
right
up. Yeah.
There you go.
A little bit of
there
heat to it. Yeah.
So I don't see a problem.
That's the thing. It's like, everybody does mango something. And it's like, well, mango and raspberry, nobody does that. So, like, and there's no way to add sugar to this thing and stuff like that. So I pair off of other things to do. So, like, this year, yes, I'm going to do a mango raspberry margarita mix. It's all
cool.
Natural, no extra sugars, the whole nine yards and stuff like that. You
right
could throw tequila, rum, whatever you want to throw with this thing.
Or
yeah,
both.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, you had mentioned the Bloody Mary mix as well. Now, you said you had a high-end one for heat, but you know, that's different than the Badass Barnacle Bloody Mary mix.
No, the Badass Barnacle Bloody Mary mix is our medium heat.
Okay.
We use fresh jalapeno, onion, celery, cucumbers, garlic in that. It's actually better for you than V8 and less sodium. You know, I wanted to create, it's hotter than your regular Bloody Mary mix. The difference
right
with us compared to other Bloody Marys is the two things that go into Bloody Mary mix normally is horseradish and Worcestershire sauce. That's
right.
That's what you make your Bloody Mary mix. I don't
yep
include any of that with that. So, like, I'm trying
okay
to, like, everything that I make, it's always off-center. It's different, you know. So, like, I actually have people who use this as pasta sauce. I use it for, you know, shrimps, you know, scallops, everything.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's got – I have one guy who used it as a pizza sauce and put fresh
nice
shrimp on it. Yeah, and the only problem
cool
was that he actually didn't give me a slice of pizza, which I was really pissed off with this thing. But,
I hope you smacked him.
But, yeah, so, like, you know, what I'm trying – it's actually nice and thick. So, like, I'm
okay
trying to do stuff not just for cooking but for eating and or drinking and stuff like that. It's multipurpose.
Sure.
So,
absolutely,
yeah,
absolutely. I mean, that's I've dealt with our wing sauce stuff. I mean, we have a local local bar right
yeah
here. It's right down the street from Seton Hall. The kids put the wing sauce on instead of tomato sauce. They put the wing sauce mm-hmm on the pizza. It's freaking
yeah
awesome. You gotta love the imagination of the college kids.
And you gotta keep feeding them. That's the thing. It's like that's what they
they're always
do
hungry.
Like,
yes, and make
yeah
sure buy more. But in addition to all these products, I mean, you're also one of those individuals that I wish more people were like. I mean, you do a ton of charity stuff. And one that caught my eye was the Rebuild the Jersey Shore effort. Now, there was a lot of these going on, and a lot of them just kind of petered out. But you still got yours kind of going. I mean, what is this one all about, and how can people find more out about it?
Well, one of the things with Rebuild the Jersey Shore was this. I was going after not just about the people that were involved, not the homeowners, but the mom-and-pop stores that
right
actually had, you know, places up along the Jersey Shore. And,
right,
you know, they lost both. They lost their income, they lost their house, they lost everything. So I wanted
right
to help them out on that end. I'm not looking – it goes beyond this because it's not about just Hurricane Sandy. I want to keep going with this thing up and down the whole East Coast. It's
right
it's a a ongoing effort. That's where I wanted to go with this thing.
I find that incredibly commendable.
It's hard. It's difficult, you know. That's our goal, you know, and that's where I want to go with this thing and stuff like that. So,
hey, if you don't set a goal for it, you're never going to achieve it. That's the way I think.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Now I also saw that this year you're also donating one meal to a local food bank for every jar of your product sold. I think this is just freaking awesome, man.
What I started even actually before the Rebuild the Jersey Shore was our program called One Jar, One Meal, One Solution. Okay, so for every jar that you purchase, you are actually giving a meal to a local food bank. I want, and it's not us. We're the instrument. You're actually giving the meal to that food bank, and that's only half of it. The main thing is this. Okay. One jar, that's finite. It ends, you know, it doesn't keep going on and stuff like that. We want to create a sustainable marketplace. So one of the things I'm working with is I'm working with Camden, New Jersey, the food desert of New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, it's a shame, but that's where we're at right now. And I want to take this money and give it to a group, let's say a community, not 6, 8, 10 people and stuff like that. We're going to give you the resources to grow your own food. We're going to give you the education and stuff like that. We're going to create a business for yourself. So you are now paying yourself first, the government last. And you're paying some of that back so that it keeps going and replicating ourselves. So that's where I'm going with this thing. And I'm working with it the whole nine yards. It all takes time. It's, you know, but.
But you're putting in the effort. That's the thing. You are the one putting in the effort, and you're not really looking back, which is an awesome way of thinking. Because I mean, to get things done, like I said before, you have to have a goal. Otherwise, there's nothing to shoot for. If you have a goal that gives you, you can see the end zone. You have to find a way to get to it. And if you keep a clear mind, keep the sails against the breeze, and just head for it. And if you, the more you try, the more people are going to notice it. And I really hope people check it out. Now that would be
it's not my deal. I want everybody to get involved with this because we all want to do something. We don't know just what to do. So like, I don't care if you buy a product or not. That's not the deal. We need to help each other out and stuff like that and get this thing going. So that's where I think that, you know, that's where I want to create this thing. I'm actually meeting with you because of my product. But the main thing is, you know, you're out there, you know, we're frustrated. We don't know what to do and stuff like that. That's all that matters. We need to just help each other out. So, yeah.
Exactly. And it's like I said, it's an awesome way of thinking. And I really do wish more people would think that way. Now, I also read that one of your goals is to have New Jersey be one of the first states to go all organic. Now, I did like your little quip. 70 years ago, we were organic. They just called it farming. I thought that was funny as hell, dude.
Yeah, man.
But now, in addition to that, man, you got all sorts of shit going on. Oop, I said the bad word. You also told me going to be running for assemblyman.
I have to. Yeah.
I love it.
I have to. I am that crazy, yes. And it's not like me being crazy. I think like we all want to be crazy. I got to be the poster child for it. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. It's always be the before picture.
But I want to do this thing. It's just, like you said, you know, 77 years ago, we were growing shit. And it was, I'm sorry, I don't know if I could say that.
Yeah, I said it too.
Yeah. But we were growing stuff. It wasn't called organic, it was called farming. And that's the thing. Here's the reason, and if we got 5 minutes, this is the reason why.
Sure, it's your time, man. Yep, go. Yep.
Okay. So, Kathy, my wife, was diagnosed with cancer May 19th of this past year, 2014. And
I was going to get that. That was my next topic.
We're trying to deal with this thing and stuff like that. And the problem is, the first and foremost, and everybody knows this, all you want to do is take care of the person that you're involved with. That's it.
Right.
Long story short, you know, so, but one of the things that actually we started talking to people, and it's like, we're all related, you know, like, you know, you have cancer, your brother has cancer, your mother-in-law has cancer,
right,
your daughter and stuff like that. So, like, we're all related because of cancer, and that's not the way we should be related. Trust me.
You're absolutely right.
I would love to be related to you. Not that way. That's it.
But yeah,
I decided to do this thing to fight cancer. You know, and that's where I'm going with this thing. I don't like politics. Long story short, I would rather.
I don't think anybody does.
I would rather like make pickle salsa the whole nine yards. That's it. So like, you know.
The thing is, I was gonna talk to your wife Kathy, what she's going through, and I kind of you know, I bring everybody kind of up to date on what's really going on with you. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. It's not all happy, and to be able to put that aside, I'm not gonna say put it aside, but to be able to integrate all these other ideas you got and go forward all the stuff you got going on in your head, I find it truly amazing. I find it really something that it takes a certain kind of person to do, and man, you seem headstrong with it. I think it's awesome, dude.
Thank you. It's
And
I don't think I think we all have it. I know we all have it. It's just how we, you know, distract ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at the hospital industry as a whole,
you understand this 110%. So
yes. Well, I was going to say, if you look at the hot sauce industry as a whole, the amount of benefit stuff and charity stuff and like that this industry does, the hot sauce industry, is phenomenal. I mean, there's always something going on where somebody's starting up a charity, somebody's doing this for somebody else. It's how our industry works, and I think it's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it's not about ourselves. It's about somebody else. We want to help somebody else. That's what we get off on. We get off on that shit. So, like, that's what we do. And, you know, I'm just doing my
Let me give you a little plug here. What I saw on your site was picklesagainsthunger.org. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Picklesagainsthunger.org. And now with your wife, I mean, that all that being said, I mean, how can people out there help you? I mean, what would you like to see people being nice to someone? What can people do for you? Because it looks like you're putting yourself out there in a big way.
Well, this is what I need to do. We want to get our business back and up and running. It's not about us. It's about everything else. But so what we started was a campaign to get things going and stuff like that. I designed 4 different types of T-shirts. Picklesagainsthunger.org, one jar, one meal, one solution, peace, love, and pickles. We got a couple of different designs. They're organic T-shirts. They go for $25 with shipping, the whole nine yards.
Sure.
I have the designs. I didn't have time to put it up on our website. So if you're interested, first thing, you know, you could Google Crazy Steve's Pickles. Email us or whatever and say, yes, I'm interested. You know, one of the things we worked on is like, if you do one shirt, it's $25. If you do 2 shirts, it's $40 with shipping the whole nine yards.
So husband and wife can wear them. Yes, there you go. It's a good thing.
Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to promote, you know, what we're all about. It's about giving back to our community and things like that.
Right.
And I think
that message is lost a lot these days.
Thank you. One of the things, it's the reason why we need the funds, it's not to, yes, we need the funds to take ourselves and put fuel in the house, electricity, the whole nine yards. But the thing is this, I don't want it for that. I want it for, we need to get back our business to get up and running so like we could actually take care of ourselves. You know, and there's things that we got to, you know, like people don't understand that, you know, you got to pay for your product first. And then the co-packers, you know, when you send it out to distributors, they pay you in 60 days. How do you float $60,000? You don't.
Right.
That's a difficult thing.
Exactly. Yep, no, it is. No, you're absolutely right. And that's part of the equation. Not many people think about being the non-manufacturer
right.
side. People just see it on a shelf.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on a shelf. Hey, how'd it get there?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's a problem. And it's like, I wish I could do this, and that's what I've been working on for the past 5 years. You know, and that's where I want to go with this thing. Again, it's not about the product. I want to build a community effort to actually help us to,
right.
you know, change things, to make us be, you know, not dealing with cancer and, you know, diseases and stuff like that and all.
Right.
You know, I don't think we had it 77 years ago.
No, we didn't.
Maybe I'm an idiot. I don't care. You know, maybe I'm crazy, but that's, you know, that's the way I see it, so.
Okay. Well, hey, now I do have a couple of questions. I mean, now,
sure.
So we've got all the taglines out there. We've got picklesagainsthunger.org. It's crazystevespickle.com. And what was the other one? One meal?
One jar, one meal.
One jar, one meal.
If you do hashtag one jar, one meal, you come across us.
Gotcha. Okay. I just want to make sure everybody knows out there. And hey, once again, folks, we are taking phone calls. We're getting a little low on time. We got about 10 minutes left. But 714-242-5272. Now let's see. Now we're gonna get back into the world of industry again. And I didn't even know you were a commodities broker. That's pretty cool.
We're closer than what we thought, believe it or not. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
You trade finance, don't you?
I do find it. Well, I mean, it's certain eras. I did the car repoing and the selling of speakers out of a van, but that was another life. Oh, I've done about all of it. Yes, I have. But let's see. Now, in addition to all this stuff going on, do you have anything in the works with new products you'd like to share with the world and everyone out there? Anything in the works you're working on right now?
Well, we have two different things. We have six different lines of popcorn that we're doing right now. Three of them are out right now. The other three are out. We have right now Peace, Love, and Pickle flavored popcorn. We have our Badass Barnacle Bloody Mary flavored popcorn, our Cajun flavored popcorn. The three that are coming out next month are Grilled Cheese and Bacon, which is vegan and kosher. Talk about smoke and mirrors.
Wow, look at you going. Wow, you go, guy.
Yeah.
You go, guy.
Tequila lime chili cheese flavor popcorn.
Whoa.
And we the people, which is a cherry vanilla and blueberry flavored kettle corn, which I'm using as our political and social statement against corruption and politics.
Nice, I love it.
That's the popcorn end. I'm actually working with the next thing we're doing is beef jerky.
Nice.
I'm actually working with local farmers who are growing their beef jerky, you know, without antibiotics, the whole nine yards. We're going to take this thing from New Jersey across the United States. It's called Crazy Steve's Patriot Jerky because
nice.
You know, this is what we you know, back in that era, that's what they lived on. It wasn't a snack food. That's what they lived on. We're again taking our product line. We're taking a Badass Barnacle Bloody Mary flavored bison beef jerky or bison jerky with this thing. Working a cranberry habanero pork jerky, turkey jerky, venison jerky, things like that. I'm trying to work with local farmers and get them out into the regular wholesale market. I've actually talked to Whole Foods. They want our product. It's that
very cool.
Yes. So, like, I'm trying to get things going and stuff like that. The main thing is this. I want to get us as consumers who are purchasing things at ShopRite, you know, Acme and stuff like that, to go back to the farmer's market and support our local farmers, because that's what we used to do, you know, 50 years ago. We supported our community. That's it. So, and that's what we, you know, again, back to, like, our hot sauce, you know. We need to support ourselves locally and not support the big manufacturers. It's difficult.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I may ask you a question. With the jerky idea, myself and Maggie have been thinking about coming out with a line of that in a while. If I could pick your brain, perhaps I could. We could kind of team up with it, and I could definitely help get the stuff out into more markets and stuff like that as well.
Oh, definitely.
If you'd like to.
I'm interested. Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about that after the show. Absolutely, because we've been looking at doing a jerky for about 2 or 3 years now, and we just kind of been dragging our heels on it. I think it's the way you do it, it's like I would not mind being a part of this effort. I mean, I think it'd be a lot of fun,
man.
And I
think
it would do well with a lot of people. And whatever we sell, donate X amount to this and donate X amount to that and all that kind of stuff. It'll work well. What gives you the? Because you got some wild ideas with products and stuff. I mean, what gives you an inspiration for like a new product? Is it just something like this? You see one day walking down the street, or you know, a bird craps on your head. No, I can make a sauce out of that. what kind of stuff?
Yeah,
what gives you an inspiration for a product?
Thing, yes. I don't want to do what everybody else is doing. It's not that I don't want to compete with you guys. You're good with hot sauce. You're good with barbecue. You're good with tomato sauce and stuff like that. I don't want to compete with you. You're good.
Right.
You've done it and stuff like that. So like I'm trying to teach people and educate people on different flavors in other areas. That's what I'm trying to do. Long story short, that's it.
Now do you do farmers markets and stuff like that in addition?
Constantly. That's the thing.
I love it.
I feed off of farmers markets and stuff like that. Normally, even now, I travel an hour on a Saturday morning to go up to a farmers market in Flemington.
As do I.
It's a single market and stuff like that. And I try to, you know, I'm selling a product. Hold on, my dog is talking to you as well. but what I try to do is I'm trying to feed off of them and say, listen, what are you guys, you know, I want to take you guys up to the next level. That's the thing.
Right.
You know, we're all trying to make a buck. It's like,
yep.
How can I help you? You could help me. We'll all do this together and do this thing. So, like, it's actually, when I do this every Saturday, it's my think tank. And that's where I go with this thing. So, like, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay. Yeah, because I personally love farmers markets, and I've gotten actually some ideas for products in the future from people just talking.
Right.
What would you like to see on the
right.
shelf? Oh man, if you guys could make that would be awesome. Whatever it is, you know, I was like, oh, actually, so I could probably do that, and it's just great because you feed to the people's interests, and they come back and like, oh my god, I gave the guy the idea for that. I got to get my friends in. You got to check this out, man. You know, all that kind of stuff, and the idea just grows. But Steve, I do have a downside to this. We're running out of time. Yeah, we're actually running out of time. So because they Blog Talk Radio kind of switched the thing up where the music's like it did last week. Oh man, I'm talking about an ad lib, but the music came blasting on all of a sudden. I caught myself losing my voice trying to scream over it. What we're gonna do is we're gonna kind of wind down here until the music kind of cues up in the background. But if you can give people an idea where to find your products and stores, I think that would be a good way to kind of close out here.
Okay, I'm actually looking. Hopefully, through the Mid-Atlantic region of for the United States, we're hopefully going to be in the Whole Foods stores.
Okay.
If you go on to CrazySteve'sPickles.com, you could find us online. You could go into locations and find us there. I'm looking for more and more people to get involved with us. That's long story short. If you have a background in, who knows,
Steve, how about we do a second show with you? Because I want to know how things are coming along with all the stuff you got your fingers into. How about that?
That'd be perfect. Thank you very much, man.
Hey, Steve, it's been a pleasure, man, and I look forward to seeing you down the road. We're both from Jersey, and I look forward to seeing you because we're going to meet up somehow, some way. And but hey, thanks once again, man. So let me do the show wrap up, and I'll give you a call after the show.
I appreciate it. Peace to everyone. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, man. Okay, people, there's the music. Got to kind of wrap it up here. I'd like to say thanks, Steve Zielinski from Crazy Steve's Pickles, for joining us tonight. I look forward to seeing him at future events down the road. He's a great guy with a true understanding of community, and we here at DEFCON Sauces wish him the best for the future. He's got some crazy stuff going on, as you heard. So check him out, CrazySteve'sPickles.com. Once again, we have the 10th anniversary DEFCON sale, 25% off all DEFCON edibles. Just go to defconsalsa.com. There it is. And the I think it's coupon code is right on the homepage. That'll about do it, guys. This is John Dilley, supreme dark overlord of DEFCON sauces, creators of the finest wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, and dry rubs. Bidding everyone a good night. Check us out at www.defconsauces.com. So until next week, when we pull another slightly twisted individual out of the culinary maelstrom of hot sauces, barbecue, and chili, same bat time, same bat channel. Have a good night, everybody. I'm out of here.
Before the speed stops, for my outlaws, give me two shots. I need a radio, bring a jukebox. For my outlaws, bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops. I'm over 1% patches on the leather vest. And every outlaw biker that I met on the west, I'll probably never see the Opry. If I did, I'd laugh. I'd probably break some long necks, then go out like cash. They bump me in the prison, Tracy and San Quentin. You can blame the fast living or the whiskey and women. Radio don't need to love me, but they need to respect it. I'm here to pick the pieces up where Bob Rock left it. I've done a few shows where the sheriff won't go, and some of those shows were with David Allen Coe. I'm at the motel sleeping, the truck stop eating, a different dive bar drinking every other weekend. Like a trucker driving 18, I only slept two. My neck stays red and my collar stays blue. K3 knows me, and Shooter does too. If you don't like them, then I don't like you. I'm a whiskey drinking SOB. If you don't like that, then you won't like me. I'm an outlaw. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops for my outlaws. Give me two shots. We don't need a radio. Bring a jukebox for my outlaws. Bring me three shots. We can raise hell before the speed stops.
Let me get that mic one time. I'll show you how a southern boy does it. And pour another round for my moonshine cousins. My toast to the west, courtesy of the south. Brought to you by Colt Ford, people all aboard. This the midnight rider. Call me baby Bo Sleepers. For truckers and 1%ers, I'm the southern representative. The midnight rider, a shotgun shooter. Real bad motherfucker, I'm the liquor store looter. Any way you want it, I can give it to you, baby. If you work it just right, maybe you can get the gravy. Damn, Katy Perry was right. This Cali girl need to come to the south and see that southern swirl. I'm a mud-digging, frog-gigging, blue-collar man. Love Waylon Jennings, Skinner, and Uncle Sam. What you see is what you get. That's all that I am. If you don't like that, I don't give a damn, because I'm a whiskey.